Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Paul, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Good to be with you, JR. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. No hulking defensive lineman coming after you, right? Everything good in your world?
Well, I'm usually, unfortunately, wind up in the middle of stuff like that, but it was not me this time, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, we saw Jeffrey Simmons going ahead and apologizing, but one of the things I wanted to chat with you first out of the gate, out of all the changes, we've seen Jamal Adams now be added to the Tennessee Titans. We see they just signed Quandre Diggs. We know Lajarius Sneed, no longer a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and now a Tennessee Titan. What about these defensive backs and what they've done with this defense? Do you think that some of these Diggs and Adams, that they're going to hold up?
Well, I mean, Diggs wasn't in a Pro Bowl last year, and I know the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything like it used to, but the 3 Pro Bowls before that he was in. I mean, he's not young, you know, look, great young players generally don't hit free agency, right? Titans had a bad stretch of drafting, and that's why they are in the position they're in, because Isaiah Wilson played 4 snaps in the league. Because Caleb Farley, is at the back end of their defensive back rotation and is unlikely to make this team, because Dylan Raidens was supposed to fix the Isaiah Wilson problem, and he's a second string guard. And we could go on and on with a lot of failures, because Treylon Burks, you know, is now a backup coming in to replace DeAndre Hopkins. And so they had a lot of money to spend. And, there weren't a lot of young guys to go get. Lajarius Sneed isn't that old. Lloyd Cushenberry is a top center. They went out and they did what they could. But with a guy like Diggs, they're hoping he's still got some good play left in him. With a guy like Jamal Adams, they know they're taking a flyer and that he's a reclamation project who wants to come and show that he could still play. And if they could get something out of him, great. It didn't cost them much, and they know he's gravy.
And Paul Kuharsky is here with us, the JR Sport Reef Show. You talk about the center, Lloyd Cushenberry. The man who he's going to be snapping the ball to, Will Levis, is expected to hopefully take a jump. We know Calvin Ridley is now in the building. Tony Pollard is in. Derrick Henry is out. DeAndre Hopkins is hurt. What are the fans? What are they expecting from Will Levis? What are you expecting from him going into this next season?
Ridley, by the way, I should have put on that list of expensive and young in a big free agent swing. Look, Will Levis, the Titans have done everything they can to improve things around him. He had 2 fantastic games last year. He threw 4 touchdowns against Atlanta, and he set up an incredible Monday night comeback against Miami. He didn't play great otherwise, but they had an awful, awful offensive line, and they had very limited weapons, and they had a defense that wasn't, you know, hunkering down the way they could. It was Mike Vrabel's probably the worst talent he dealt with, and it helped get him fired. So Levis has some very you know, good attributes. He's got a lot of swagger. He's got a lightning quick release, and he's got a big arm. Brian Callahan comes in, you know, he dealt with Joe Burrow, and he's dealt with a lot of other good quarterbacks, including Peyton Manning. They hope he knows how to get the most out of Will Levis as they've improved those things around him. You know, I think he's got a chance. You know, they're going to be patient with him and give him every opportunity to grow in the system that's going to be a lot like what the Bengals have been running with Joe Burrow. And all you could do is give him a chance. And look, the country seems to be really down on Will Levis and think he's going to stink. You know, so I don't think he's going to stink. I don't know that he's going to be great, but I think he's got a chance to be, you know, the 12th or 13th or 14th best quarterback. And I think he can win with that if your playmakers make plays for him, if the running back split is effective, and if the defense is good. I don't see how the Colts are, you know, hugely better than the Titans. So I think they've got a chance to be significantly better than they were last year.
Well, when you think about, you talked about the running back split between Tony Pollard and Spears. This is going to be vastly different than what we've seen for years with Derrick Henry at the helm. But with DeAndre Hopkins getting older at 32, Calvin Ridley is a proven commodity unless he's you know, picking up a phone and doing some gambling. Like, how much can we honestly expect from this offense? You talk about Callahan. This has an opportunity to either go high or be very, very low. It's like a bunch of pieces slapped together. It's so early. Even the coach is brand new.
Yeah, you know, and their director of football operations is a smart guy named Chad Brinker. I talked to him at the owners' meetings, you know, and he said, with so many new pieces, you know, you see teams get good fast in the league. It's all a matter of how quickly things gel. And some teams gel really quickly and surprise people. Obviously, we hope we're that. But it's possible it doesn't happen fast. It doesn't happen fast for everybody. And so maybe it doesn't happen fast for us. And that doesn't mean it's a catastrophe. That means that, you know, it's a slower process. And that's fully possible as well. And we know teams that win free agency aren't generally big winners when the real thing comes around. So they need big production out of J.C. Latham, their new left tackle, out of T'Vondre Sweat, their massive guy in the middle of their defense, and, you know, another draft or two to get a lot younger, because most of the guys we're talking about are not, you know, even Ridley is, you know, older for a big receiver acquisition, late 20s. So they could go a lot of different directions. I think they're an interesting team from the outside. I think they should be regarded as a more interesting team than they are because, like you said, it could go a lot of different directions.
Paul Kuharsky is joining us here, covers all things Tennessee Titans. You alluded to the Indianapolis Colts. We know that they hope that Anthony Richardson can make it through an entire season. Jacksonville and Houston expected to be the top two teams. How long is Brian Callahan going to get to improve this squad? How long is Will Levis going to get before the fans start going, he's not the guy? Because we know the quarterbacks, this gets figured out in about a year before everybody's ready to move on, sometimes two.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not Callahan's choice. So he came here liking Levis. But it is one of those situations where if Levis somehow goes badly, Callahan could say, hey, not my guy, and we need to go get one who you know, I've got my eyes on. And it was complicated, the Levis selection, somewhat. They traded up to get him, but they didn't take him in the first round. They passed on him at number 11, where they took a guard in Peter Skoronski. So, you know, that was part Rand Carthon and part Mike Vrabel in an awkward split of power. Rand Carthon has the personnel power now. But it's very collaborative, like all of these new regimes are. Power is maybe defined, but very, very collaborative. So I think the Titans are going to be patient here. They don't have a lot of choice because they've made a lot of change lately, and, you know, constant change is not the path to success. That's been proven time and time again. So Callahan's going to have time. And if Levis doesn't work out, he'll certainly get to be part of choosing the next quarterback. They got a new stadium coming in 2027, and they'd obviously like to be set at the position going into that building.
Well, Paul, Derrick Henry gone now up in Baltimore. He has been the star for the Tennessee Titans pretty much since day one when he actually got healthy. Have people gotten over his loss yet? Is it going to take time? Are we going to have to get some football on the field in the regular season first? Or are people kind of like, okay, he's gone, let's keep it moving?
Well, I think people knew, through a good part of last season that it was going to be his last season. And people love him. There's a segment of the population that surely didn't want to see him go. But I also think it's kind of offset a little bit because the Titans were not a modern offense with Derrick Henry. It's predictable that they were going to hand him the ball on first and second down most of the time and throw it on third down. And as good as he was and as good as he probably will still be for a little while anyway, having two running backs who are going to be bigger pass catchers and not give away what the Titans are doing on first down and the potential for them to throw more on first down and for the Titans to be a much more modern, quote-unquote, offense, I think excites this fan base. And so they're going to have an eye on Derrick Henry for sure. And obviously, if he's going great and they're going terribly, they're going to miss him a lot more and bemoan not re-signing him. But if the Titans are finding some big plays with their big arm quarterback and this new receiving core on first down, I think it'll be a little bit easier to say, hey, we're going a different direction and it's healthy for the franchise in town.
Yeah, so much about the Titans is brand new from the coach down to some of the players. What they do this upcoming season is something to keep an eye on. Paul, where can people follow you and all of your work with the Titans?
Well, on Twitter or X, if you want to go with that, I'm at Paul Kuharsky NFL, and my website is Paul Kuharsky, KUHARSKY.com. Check it out.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the time, man. Good luck. Well, you got a lot of storylines, okay?
Yeah, nice to be with you. Hope to visit again.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo. Your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research, am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.